want to welcome into the studio right now an old friend, a person who's been with us many times and been on the station many times. And that, of course, is Gordon Thorne. How are you, my man?
Pretty well. I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks so much for stopping by. I know you're kind of in between work, and you got a gig tonight at the tavern.
I got a gig at the tavern, and I'm just kind of coming. I left work a little early, and I went up to Dave Seaton's to pick up a guitar.
Oh, wonderful.
He just put a pickup in a new guitar of mine.
And so. What time? Let's get the other stuff. What time? 9 o'clock.
Well, it's we're operating on standard Gunflint time, so that could be any time between 8 and 9. I might start, and I might quit any time between 11 and midnight.
Okay,
that's
so
standard GFT.
Be prepared. Be prepared for that.
You never know.
You know, I was saying to Buck earlier, you performed on Sunday morning of the Radio Waves Music Festival.
That was just a blast.
And I have heard more great comments about your performance that Sunday morning with the gospel tunes. And
you couldn't go wrong with that band. I mean, come on.
One of our newer radio programs is the Gospel Truth on Sunday morning.
Fantastic.
Fabulous show.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of music is pretty special.
You know, it's got the feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's got the feel.
Yeah.
And makes you feel good.
So what have you been up to since we've seen you last?
Well, since I've been learning Episcopalian hymns now just to settle down. No, not really. I just got so overwhelmed that weekend that I just had to tone things down.
I'm sure that's
been
true.
Woodshedding, learning Episcopalian hymns, like my father-in-law always wants to say, as I'm sitting around playing guitar, look at me, he goes, "Hey, play something hot and snappy like the old Rugged Cross, would you?" All right, chick.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I've just been working and playing and just enjoying myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Got grown kids, so we visit them once in a while. We see some grandkids, and we do what you do. We do what we do. It's a blast.
Now, I'm trying to remember when you had an event, or actually, now I think this is the second or third one that you had down at
Bluefin.
Bluefin.
Yes. It's a fingerstyle weekend that we do, yeah.
Yeah, and when is that?
That'll be in April. We're going to do it again this year. I got a few fish on the line here. It all depends on routing. There's a couple of guys that I'm interested in getting in. And I'd like to kind of, I'm looking for kind of a Nashville guy this time.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a Piedmont picker. I'm looking for more of a slick Willie that plays that Nashville finger picking stuff. Because I think, it's more, it would be just interesting for everybody that comes, And so there's a few guys I got I've got some words in with.
And I suppose it does have a lot to do with who's where.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the guy I'm looking for,
you kind of got to catch him on the way.
The guy named Mike Dowling is the guy he's my number one choice. And he's real interested in coming, but it's just whether he can work it.
Sure.
Because he's going to be out here in December, and so he's lives in Wyoming. He doesn't live in Nashville, but he plays like he lives in Nashville. And so anyway, so I'm looking at trying to get him, and we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, it'll be somebody that will be entertaining and insightful. I'm sure.
There we go. And will this be the third?
It'll be the third.
Third
yeah.
one. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I should mention also for the benefit of
WTIP. WTIP. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. I think maybe one of these new chairs is
just kind of. Kind of like our show, entertaining and insightful.
Well, yeah. Insightful. I mean,
that's
illuminating. The tagline now.
Illuminating.
Oh, yeah. Illuminating.
And uplifting now.
Yeah. Quite uplifting.
Yeah, well, okay.
We can learn. Don't beat that one to death. No. Well, moving on, how about some music?
Well, yeah, I was listening to the Railroad Man there. And,
yeah.
So I figure I'm going to play Railroad songs, train songs, since I don't know many boob songs. Or not that are.
I could get into
the Bo Carter songbook, but but I think we'll leave that till later. Well, we'll go. This is probably one of the first. This is one of the first finger picking songs I think I ever learned, and I don't play it very often anymore. But we'll see. What it can't be that hard. It was the first one I learned. It can't be that hard. It's called Freight Train.
You know, I don't know if I enjoy listening to you or watching you more. I'm serious.
Thanks.
I didn't know fingers could do that much.
Well, I didn't know where they were going. That I'm still getting them a little warmed up.
Setting them on their own. How did you first become interested in picking?
I kind of set out to do it when I picked up the guitar. That's what I set out to do.
And why?
Just because it seemed like it would be fun. You know, I mean, it just seemed like it made sense, you know.
So you hadn't been playing the guitar before that?
No, I was a late starter, and so I had a few heroes already that did that, and that's kind of when I decided to pick up the guitar. That's the way I was going to go. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you got to make a choice at some, there's a million ways to turn there, and then once you get your, you know, once you kind of get it under your fingers, you can take some, you know, left turns and right turns, you know. But
so did you take lessons or are you pretty much self-taught? No kidding.
Yeah, just learned off records and from other people, you know, just hanging around with other people that played, but mostly off records, you know.
But to learn off a record, you got to know more than just, I mean, you kind of know something about the guitar, don't
you? Well, yeah. You got to get yourself, you start out with a little book that tells you the C is here and an F is here and a G is there, and then maybe you move on to a book that has a song with the C and the F and the G written above some lyrics to a song that you know or don't know, mm-hmm. you know, to a folk song, yeah. and just start grabbing strings instead, you know, just start grabbing them.
Huh.
You know? And then once you get an idea of where the chords are, then you can listen, you know, and listen to a record and start to pick it up.
Do you string the guitar, or is there a difference in the guitar for picking as opposed to playing?
No, it's the same animal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
sure sounds.
Yeah, cool. You know, it's like, so, you know, you got like that song actually was when I learned that song, I didn't play it like that at all. It was much more. The speed, you know.
Yep.
But you know, I'm all wired up, so I sped it up.
Well, how about another one? Hey, can you do a gospel tune?
I can do a gospel tune, but I'm gonna do a few train songs.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a train mood. Yeah.
All right.
Because you know, I really think I was thinking about that as that man was speaking. I didn't catch his name, but
Steve Glashinsky.
Steve was talking about trains, and I start thinking about. You know, how many train songs there are. I mean, there's thousands and thousands and thousands. And, you know, there wasn't a good car song until Chuck Berry came along, you know, and started singing about, like, Maybelline and then a Little Deuce Coupe and stuff like that. But, I mean, the train was everybody's form of transportation because you didn't want to ride in a car for more than 40 minutes back then.
Yeah.
And the sound fits right into music. I mean, the sound of the train and the rhythm.
For
the
rhythm. Sure.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, and so there's just so many songs about trains, you know. I mean, from the Orange Blossom Special is a song about a train.
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, you know what? Let's do this, Buck. This is a great idea. While he plays, I'll show pictures of the trains.
To our audience.
To our audience.
Oh, yeah. That's going to work.
Hold
great,
Buck.
Hold
it up to the window. Oh, look who's pressing. What's that? They're pressing against the... Oh, no.
Yeah, right. It's a Thanksgiving
It now. Might be an emergency.
The air quality outside is in trouble, I imagine.
I guess so.
It ain't too good in here, is it?
Anyway, this tune is a Memphis Slim tune. I've been playing this one for a long time, too. I love this song. And it's called El Capitan, which is about a train. And, you know, when you think about it, all the time that people spent in depots and waiting for trains, I mean, it was just how everybody got around, you know. And then I'm going to tag on to that. I think I'm going to. I'll see if it works. We'll try a John Fahey tune called The Last Steam Engine Train after the. We'll throw that on the end of this to see what happens.
A medley?
A medley. It's a medley. Yes. Muddley. Information. That next train out, Lord, I need a reservation. Got to go. No one gonna change my plan. I be leaving right away, baby, and I'm riding on that old El Capitan. I think of how she left me, man. My heart begins to burn. Give me a one-way ticket, cause there's no need to return. I've got to go. No one can change my plan. I be leaving right away, and I'm riding on that old El Capitan. I'm written on the hill, posted on the bill. One gal, one man, a sister probably will. I got to go. No one can change my plan. I be leaving right away, and I'm riding on that old El Capitan. Yeah, I'm standing at the station, got my ticket in my hand, dreaming about some destination, some far-off distant land. I've got to go. No one can change my plan. I be leaving right away, baby, and I'm riding on that old El Capitan. Think of how she left me, man, my heart begins to burn. Give me a one-way ticket, cause there's no need to return. I've got to go. No one can change my plan. I be leaving right away, mama, and I'm riding on that old El Capitan.
Now, this is pretty interesting. A pretty good, pretty accomplished musician in his own right, driving by, pulls up, and so he can watch and listen
hey,
to...
he's not putting anything up against the glass, is he?
Bump Lomberg standing outside the window and giving the thumbs up. That was great. That was great. Now, what was that last part of that?
That's called The Last Steam Engine Train.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Great song. Yeah. Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah. Leo Kottke made that one famous, but that's a John Fahey tune. And just, you know, Leo really...
But it's like Buck was saying earlier, that, I mean, you can just hear and feel the movement of the train when you're doing that song.
It's way different than electric train. There's no doubt about that.
Or an electric guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's just great. That's just great. Well, let's keep playing music. The heck with talking to you.
All right, we'll try this one.
Thorn here on the Roadhouse.
We could just, Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Just keep playing. You could have done a companion CD for the book.
Yeah, for the book. There we go. What was I thinking?
I'm sorry, Buck.
I was just going to say there was a whole nother realm of music that came out of railroads too. You know, the people that worked on the railroads, not just the sound of the train, but the sound of all those people out there.
Right. Well, like.
Ry Cooter had
his one. Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time do your trains roll by? At 9:16 and 2:44 and 25 minutes to 5. Yes, 9:16, 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. Oh, thank you, Mr. Standing on platform, smoking a cheap cigar, waiting for an old freight train that carried an empty car. I pulled my hat down over my eyes and I walked on down the track. I caught me the end of an old freight train and I never did look back. Never did look back, poor boys, I never did look back. I caught me the end of an old freight train and I never did look back. Stepped out of a gambler's game, cause I could not play my hand. I was thinking about some woman I love, run away with another man. Run away with another man, poor boy, run away with another man. I was thinking about some woman I love, run away with another man. It's good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time do your trains roll by? At 9:16 and 2:44 and 25 minutes till 5. Yeah, 9:16, 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. Thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. Wanna watch your trains roll by. Thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. I wanna watch your train roll by.
Very, very good.
You got an endless repertoire.
You know, I was just
we just bring it up and there it is.
Have you ever tried to stop to forget how many songs you know?
No.
but not a bra song in the whole.
Not a.
It's amazing. Song.
Well, wait, don't encourage him.
Well, that's
I got
true.
A feeling he may have.
Yeah, I do when I want.
No, seriously. I mean, you probably no way to know how many.
Songs. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Are you bored? You're looking at your watch?
I just switch my guitar.
Go ahead.
Go from one Fralini to another. This guitar is a guitar that I had just had recently built for me. And it's by a guy down in Madison, Wisconsin, named Todd Cambio. And he builds what are known as the Fralini guitars. That's his brand. And he built me a 12-string a while back, and I was so pleased with it that I had him build me this beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Wow, that string. Is pretty.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
And, I mean, it's just, as you can see at home, the the pick guard, he inlays the pick guard into the wood. I mean, it's just a fabulous guitar. And we just kind of had some fun designing this thing. And it's really I just picked it up about a week ago.
Oh, great. So. While you're switching, I want to remind folks that immediately following this program, of course, a small change comes your way. With Beth and Sue, so stay tuned for that. And then, of course, Boomer Jam after that.
And tomorrow, Bob, Mountain Stage from noon to 2.
Yes.
It's going to have the Thursday night Mountain Stage that happened this summer.
Yeah.
Broadcast here on WTIP. So
Barbara Jean and Trampled by Turtles and Lowe.
And of course, you did mention Trampled by Turtles.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
You did. I guess that covers it, yeah.
Peter Himmelman.
And more.
Peter Himmelman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stay tune in for that, as well as all the other programs that come your way on Saturday, not the least of which, North Shore Weekend.
Oh, isn't that a great show to wake up to?
You find out everything that's going on, mm-hmm. plus a whole lot of interesting stuff besides.
I hear that we're getting close to getting tuned up.
Getting close.
Yeah.
Closing in on it.
Yeah, closing in on it.
I'm going to, while he's doing that, I'm going to sneak out and see if I can find an advanced list of what some of the topics might be.
Oh,
for tonight's small
yes,
change.
You know, maybe if they're listening, they could wheel one right in here.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Thorne is about there.
Sounds like it.
All right, try this one. This one's called the Seaboard Train. See if I can remember this one.
I think you forgot all about that gospel part, Bob.
No, I got that one too.
He's got a gospel tune for the guy riding the train.
Looked up on the boat. I went down to Grand Central. Looked up on the boat. Oh, my money wasn't right. I couldn't get no place at all. Ah, where was you, baby, when the freight train left the shed? While I was standing in my front yard, and Papa, I was wishing you was dead.
What's the name of that one?
That's fun.
That's the Seaboard Train.
Oh, that's
minus
fun.
About eight verses. Which just happened to have slipped my mind at the moment.
When I asked him how many songs you know, not many all the way through.
I know a few of a lot of songs. I know a little bit of a lot of songs.
What's different in the sound from this guitar and the first one you're playing?
Well, this is a 12 string.
Uh-huh.
And this is tuned quite low. It's tuned 2.5 steps lower than the other guitar.
Of course.
So... which means
Do you have to change how you sing then? Do you have to
Yeah. That's another. See, I usually sing that song a lot higher. So, you know, that was a little.
On a taller chair.
Yeah.
I got yeah.
On
that's
a stool.
What it is.
Yeah. Used to sing it on a stool.
I changed to briefs when I'm playing that song. I got to wear boxers.
I suppose.
I should mention for those who don't know, and probably not many do, we're visiting, actually, and listening to Gordon Thorne. Gordon's going to be performing tonight down at the Gunflint Tavern, kicking off somewhere between 8 and 9 and finishing up who knows when. So stop down and see him. So what are you gonna wrap up with?
I'll do a little gospel number. Shall I be when that first trumpet sounds? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud? Sounds so loud, Lord, it wake up the dead. Where shall I be when it sounds? I'll be trying on my road when that first trumpet sounds. When it sounds so loud, sounds so loud, Lord, wake up the dead. Where shall I be when it sounds? God give no other rainbow sign. Lord, it won't be water but the fire next time. Shall I be when it sounds? Look over yonder, what do I see? Where shall I be? Oh, I got a gang of angels hanging over me. I said, where shall I be? Oh, I see Moses standing on the Red Sea shore. Where shall I be? Lord, and he's taming that water with a 2x4. Where shall I be? Oh, you got Mary and the baby that's laying in the bed. Where shall I be? And you scream about the money that I ain't made. Where shall I be? Yeah, where shall I be when that first trumpet sounds? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud? Sounds so loud, Lord, wake up the dead.